All right, so our question this week is all about how to build your kids' self-esteem. Take it away, Jen.
So one of our community members asked, I've been noticing my 7-year-old really talking down about themselves. I try not to correct them because I know they want to be heard, but how can I help build their self-esteem?
Yeah. And so when we talked about how to best approach this, you and I agreed that kind of step one here is to validate their feelings. So often we get stuck in this mindset that we have to change how they're feeling when that's just going to have them kind of back down into their corner. And that's not what we want if we want to help move them forward, right?
Right. Well, I think we want to make it go away.
Yeah.
Because that's how a lot of us were raised.
Yeah, we don't like that they're feeling this pain, and we just want to like steal the pain away, you know, bring them to safety.
Right. Nobody needs to experience negativity ever,
why?
Right?
Yeah, I need to build emotional intelligence and resilience. But so when you validate, you just acknowledge those feelings as their truth. It is kind of the first step to opening the door to change, right?
Right, because we're no longer telling them don't have those feelings, yeah. Right? Like quite the opposite. We're wanting them to have all the feelings, and that is really one way that they're going to be developing emotional intelligence.
Yeah, so we've got them feeling all their feelings. We've created that safe space. So the next question is, you know, what can we do now to actually help build the self-esteem? And our big tip that we have for everyone was to encourage this growth mindset, which a lot of people may have been hearing about, but it's this idea that their abilities or even their intelligence can grow with effort and practice, right? And so just as an example, last night, one of our daughters was like, oh, I can't draw, or I'm a bad drawer. I forget exactly what she said. And you were pretty quick to come in and help kind of, you know, introduce the whole growth mindset idea, right?
Yeah. So with her, I had to do it through writing. The verbal piece was a little bit trickier for her. So yeah. I wrote down something like, oh, that must be really tricky to feel that way, versus saying like, oh no, you're a good drawer,
yeah,
and trying to take it away. I said, oh, that must be really tricky. You know, we get better through practice. Is there something that you want me to teach you how to draw?
Yeah.
And then she was receptive to that. So I didn't dismiss her feelings.
Yeah. And so what's really important here is once, let's say she does kind of take the bait and gets into opening up to draw, when we do, you know, praise what they're doing, you don't want to praise the actual work, the actual product. You're always trying to praise the process, the kind of perseverance, the effort. That's what's going to help them build this growth mindset. It's never about the work itself. It's about the work you've put into the work.
Right, right. I think that's why I get so frustrated by art projects and other things that we see in schools where like there's this example of what it's supposed to look like. And when the child doesn't achieve that, they feel badly about themselves. When in reality, it's more about using the materials, figuring things out, developing your own sense of what it means to be artistic. That's really what's going to help with growth.
There's just way too much pressure put on how something looks, the actual outcome, rather than the entire process of having gotten to the outcome, which is the whole idea here.
Right.
Your kids are allowed to feel down on themselves about where they are. That's normal. That's expected. You and I feel that way too. It's just so important to recognize that it's all a journey. And as long as we keep on that journey, we can and will grow.
Right. And all of our journeys are unique.
Yeah.
Right. So another thing we can do is really modeling this for our kids, right?
Yeah.
So it has me thinking about our 3-year-old and this really cute thing that he does now. He'll do something and he'll say, it's because I practiced.
Yeah, he gets it.
Right. But he hears us, and I think he hears his sisters too, modeling that. Like, oh, Dad, why are you so good at basketball?
Oh, I practice, bro.
Okay. <That's>, because I practice.
That's it, though. We are constantly drawing attention to this idea that if we put in the work and we put in the time, we will develop our skills.
Right. We don't just say things like, oh, you know, your 7-year-old sister is artistic because she was born that way.
Yeah, God no. And then you also had a note in here about focusing on their strengths, right? You want to build their self-esteem. So what might it look like to focus on their strengths?
Yeah. So I think for parents, teachers, grandparents, it's providing that sort of just right challenge. So we might be inclined to like always let our kids win.
Yeah.
Or to always give them an activity that we know they're going to be really, really good at. And yes, sometimes that's appropriate. But we want to make sure that the activities that we're providing aren't like too easy where they're becoming bored, or they're too challenging where they're no longer developmentally appropriate and they're not seeing any successes.
Yeah.
So we want to find that just right in between where they're being challenged, but they're also finding some successes in what they're doing that motivates them to keep going.
Yeah, I remember hearing a statistic that if you're like winning like 3 out of 10 times, you're finding these small wins. It's not about winning every time,
right?
But these small little, you know, leaps in success are enough to keep you motivated. And every time you catch a win, no matter how small, it feeds into this sense of self-efficacy, the sense of I can achieve this as long as I keep at it.
Right.